This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday. Happy Football Friday on a Thursday for you. Good to be with you. We are with you till 10 a.m. today, and then we are back with you at 4:15 this afternoon.
What?
For Texans Countdown. Yeah. Seth, today is a game day. Can you turn Seth up, Jordan?
Turn me up.
Today is a game day. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, not that high. A little lower, Jordan. A little lower.
Checking on the good. Seth volume.
Yeah, there you go. And good. How are you, my friend?
Good. I'm excited. It is, as I told you, Sean, as a player, the Thursday night game kind of just jumps up on you. You know that's a short week. The coaches are preparing for you to tell you that it's a short week. You're on an airplane traveling to another city, and yet Thursday arrives, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. We got a game today. Let's go out there and not look like the classic Thursday night football sloppy messiness that we sometimes see.
Does it help that the game – this is going to sound like a very basic question. Does it help that the game is at night? Like, do you get an extra day here? Like, most of the games are at noon, so you show up, probably eat your bagel and your eggs, and you just go warm up and you go play. Are there any last-second, like, preparations or stuff you can do? Like,
sure, Sean. Well, it's a little bit different, though, because, you know, a lot of times on a Sunday night game, you watch football all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's nice. On a Thursday night game, typically, I don't know if it's changed at all, but it's just a different daytime viewing slot. You've got your, you know, they'll be watching their Sally, Jesse, Raphael, their Donahue, all the stuff that young men watch on when they're home from school for the day.
So you don't do jack crap during the day is what I'm hearing.
No, you know what? D'Amico actually talked about it and said that's one advantage of it being a night game is that you have some walkthroughs during the day.
That's what I'm
saying. It's always interesting, the game day stuff, because everybody's kind of finicky about not wanting to spend too much energy, and some guys are just holed up in their hotel room the whole time. Yeah. Other guys will just go get out and about, go have lunch with family. But it does help that it's a night game. If you had to wake up at noon on and play at noon on a Thursday, it would be, I'd say, five times more difficult.
I would hate, like, the night game, like, sitting around all day waiting for a game would not agree with me. That's why I like morning radio. You get up and you go, man, and then you're done, and your day is yours after that.
You've got the rest of the day to be really tired.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my, I've got the whole day ahead of me.
Oh, man. I'm not tired during the day.
The first 2 years I did morning radio, that's what it was
that's
like.
How it was?
Like, I've got all this time, but I'm so tired. Yeah.
Yeah. So Texans-Jets tonight. Jets still a small favorite. J.J. Watt was aghast at that. We'll get to that later in the show. That was funny yesterday.
Yeah, J.J.
J.J. was salty on McAfee yesterday.
J.J. was upset about the benching of Anthony Richardson, though, too.
Yeah, no, he was just generally salty. Like, he was, I liked it. That's the first time I've ever sat down and watched a whole J.J. Watt on McAfee segment. I didn't realize he was on with him for like 45 minutes every week.
Right, yeah, you see all these clips. They do a really good job of spitting out all these.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny too, Sean. I shouldn't be saying this until after the game tonight, but there is a part of Aaron Rodgers, really any polarizing public figure these days, if you go and you watch the long form stuff, you realize, oh, okay, well, that was taken out of context a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've watched a couple long form the press conferences and interviews and stuff with him, and you start to get the feel that, all right, yeah, you know what? Rodgers is, he's kind of a dry and sarcastic guy, and I think that means there's sometimes where a lot of stuff gets just kind of blown up more so than it probably should be.
Yeah, I get
that. Yeah, but he's a guy that's definitely not physically the same as he used to be. And, you know, he'll swear up and down that his heel is fine, but I'm not 100% convinced. Last week he did not move around well, but he had like three different injuries he was dealing with. He says the Achilles was fine, but he had all these other injuries. Okay, that's kind of one of those deals where, man, when you're 40 and you got one big injury, it tends to cascade.
Yeah.
And there might not be any pain in his Achilles or anything, but he's playing behind an offensive line that I think, honestly, when I've watched them, they're doing an okay. They're doing like a solid enough job blocking, but he's been sacked a lot.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is he just can't evade pressure the way he used to.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more Tom Brady back there in the pocket, but without the discipline to just be real, to get rid of the ball, run a structured offense, all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's just not the same physically.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll all get fine in 3 days. You know, like, I'm sure 3 days to heal from a Sunday game will be just fine for him.
We've got some audio later where he'll explain exactly how, just several days after a game in which he looked really hobbled, that he actually feels like he's 23 years old.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So I've heard. Injury report, even though Aziz Alshire and Jimmy Ward practiced this week or would have practiced, they were listed as limited. They are hypothetically limited. They will not play tonight. Damian Pierce won't play tonight either. Jared Patterson, not surprising with a concussion. He's out. Henry Toa will play tonight. So he's in. Kalen Bullock, Kamari Lassiter also listed on the injury report, but none with a designation. They're all going to play, so that's good. Especially Lassiter, that's good because one of the strengths of this team with the Jets is their wide receiving core. They do have a fairly deep wide receiving core. Kenyon Green will start tonight at left guard.
Kenyon Green will start.
How long is the rope for Kenyon Green tonight?
I don't think it's very long at all, and I honestly think that there are things going on here where I think they believe in the upside of Kenyon Green, and yet he's not delivering on it right now.
Not even close.
And they find themselves in this tricky spot where, all right, we are devoted to the development of Kenyon Green, but should we also be devoted to the brain and kidney health of one C.J. Stroud?
I think that's more important.
We'd prefer C.J. Stroud not to have to, you know, get on an organ donor waiting list by the end of this game.
Eat liquefied food through a straw for the rest of his
life. Yeah, it's a lot harder to do with Kenyon Green in there, especially on a team where the Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle, is the guy who hurt C.J. Stroud last year when they had inadequate play at left guard.
Yep.
So all kinds of rumors and speculation about, you know, whether Kendrick Green was going to start or Kenyon Green was going to start. So based on, you know, Aaron Wilson, I can't remember exactly how Aaron Wilson had reported it. They'd considered, you know, starting Kendrick Green, but it's going to be Kenyon. I think because it's a short week and because there was no practice, it really wasn't an issue of, hey, we've got to get the starter in there to get reps. So Kendrick Green won't really be any better or worse off for not having taken the practice reps if they have to insert him.
Yeah.
So I think they'll put Kenyon Green in there on a very short leash, see if he responds to the tough love from last week, and if not, then they get Kendrick Green in there ASAP.
That is my
speculation.
That is a game of guts poker, man, because you're right. Because the downside, you talk about the upside of Kenyon Green, the downside to starting Kenyon Green, as we know last year, it only takes one Quinnen Williams QB hit to knock C.J. Stroud out, not just for this game, but last year it was for multiple games after that in Week 14 last year. So That is a huge, huge concern in this game. The Texans protecting C.J. Stroud. We'll get into the ins and outs of the game in the next segment. We'll do a special Thursday six pack in the next segment. I feel like I am texting the show right now. I'm looking at this right here on the 5 Hour Energy fan line. 5 Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. It says, Seth, I hate that the Dodgers won the World Series, but I love how the Yankees lost last night.
Yeah.
It's exactly how I feel. Gerrit Cole with that sad, like, somebody farted near me look on his face for the entire fifth inning. Aaron Judge, after he hit a home run earlier, where everybody's like, Judge is back. Oh, the monster's been awoken. And then what does Judge do? Drops a fly ball that a seven-year-old could have caught.
Yeah, and he and...
Open the gateway.
He opened the gateway to 5 unearned runs. So Gerrit Cole doesn't get charged with those runs as he and Judge teamed up to lose the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Between Garrett and Aaron Judge, it couldn't have been any better than this. I mean, I guess credit them for not getting swept, I suppose. Good job for you. You get a tussle of the hair.
Yeah.
New York Yankees, you didn't completely and totally blow it.
Yeah.
But my God, Aaron Judge has just been so bad in the playoffs.
So bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
Just, he's a zero in the playoffs.
Yep.
He's got a career. Well, is he below 200 batting average career in the playoffs?
I don't know what his career numbers are. I don't have them in front of me. You pointed out yesterday he was a 603 OPS in this postseason, and he was worse in the last postseason he was in when they got swept by the Astros. I would say this to baseball. Hey, man, at least the Astros put on a good show when they lose in the World Series. They lost twice in this version of the Astros, not the one that got swept back in 2005. I'm talking about the golden age, the Altuve era of Astros baseball. Hey, man, at least we lose in seven games, six games, win it on occasion, huh?
I'll go back to 2005 when they got swept. Those were all very tight games too.
Yes,
they at least put up a fight in getting swept.
That's
this was a more serious bludgeoning by the Yankees, even though they won a game, than the 2005 Astros got in getting swept.
Yeah. So the Yankees are big losers. The Dodgers are World Series champs. Freddie Freeman is your World Series MVP. If you didn't care to partake in watching the World Series this past week, which I understand, if you live here and you, someone says on the 5 Hour Energy fan line, he turns into Kyle Tucker in the playoffs. That was cold, man. That was cold. Judge's James Harden. Aaron Judge failing in the postseason is not us inviting you to text in all the prior Houston failures in the postseason. We're not reliving that today. The Jets play the Texans tonight. All right?
All right. Things are looking up, Sean. I didn't want to tell you this because I didn't want you to stress, but I was having one of those moments where I was kind of temporarily blind because of an electrolyte imbalance. So I took my electrolytes, and my eyesight is coming back, so we're good to go.
You mean just now during the show you were blind?
During about like a half hour before the show, I'm like, I just can't see. It's not that and I discovered finally that it's usually because I need some electrolytes. So okay. When I pass out, that's
three times
because I need electrolytes. Yeah. So we're good.
Okay.
We're good. It's to the beginning of this 18-hour day that you and I are about to embark upon. Being blind at the beginning is usually a bad sign, but now I feel good.
18-hour day with a 4-hour show coming tomorrow too. At 6 in the morning.
We had a couple technical glitches before we hooked up, and I'm like trying to mash at the keyboard with the heels of my hands, hoping I hit the right button.
Like an ape.
Yeah. I'm just
me can't find keys.
I can't read anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. All right, let's get to the six pack coming up next. We will get to the the key. Yeah, Seth's feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Jordan Seth has vision.
Jordan's feeling good. Jordan's in for Ben today. He's feeling good. Everybody's feeling good. Let's get to the six pack. Texans Jets. Keys to the game, storylines for this game. We'll get to that coming up next. But first, Texas Star Grill Shop. Hey, today's a great day to get there. I would say tonight is a great night to cook out, do some grilling, get ready for the game. And if you're now, today may not be the day that you buy the grill to do it, but if you want to get all your accessories to make sure you're ready to go for the game tonight, now They've got them all. They've got the meat and the rubs and the OG sauce and all the utensils, the wood pellets, everything. Now, if you are looking to get a new grill, get to Texas Star Grill Shop. That's where the experts are. They know exactly what to get, whether it's a Big Green Egg, whether it's a gas grill, Traeger wood pellet grill like we have. If you want to do an outdoor kitchen, they'll help you design that as well. These people are awesome. The Martin family, they built an incredible business at Texas Star Grill Shop. This is the place to go to get your grill game going. It's a Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got locations all over town, out in Katy, here at Shepherd and 59, up north in the Woodlands. You can find the one nearest you at Texas Star Grill Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.com.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln of Sugarland. On the Southwest Freeway, exit Kirkwood and take the first U-turn at West Airport under the giant American flag.
Hi, welcome back. It is Payne and Pendergast on a football Thursday. Texans-Jets tonight, 7:15 kick. Game is on, obviously, on Sports Radio 610. TV, we've had a few people ask that because it's streaming on Amazon, but locally, if you're not an Amazon Prime subscriber, you will be able to watch the game on Fox 26 locally. So you can make a note of that. You do not necessarily need to subscribe to Amazon to watch the game tonight. Now, if you do, there are many great benefits that come with subscribing to Amazon, like picking out any random object and having it show up on your doorstep in 5 or 6 hours. It's really amazing.
You still get that. It's just that you don't, you pay a flat fee instead of having to pay for it.
I'm just saying if you dip your toe in that Amazon water, if you haven't done
it. Prime water.
Yeah, the Prime water.
You need the Prime. I don't know how much Prime costs anymore.
$16.93. For me, it's what it's that's what
for
shows.
The year?
No, per month.
Oh no, you got to pay by the year. It's a lot cheaper than that.
Okay, Seth. As you know, this is where you and I diverge in the woods. You are somebody who multiplies these things by 12, and then if there's a deal, you pay that. Me, I'm somebody who goes, that's $16. Fine.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'll ask Brandon. I'm pretty sure it's way cheaper though if you do the anyway. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. The bottom line is things show up on your doorstep and it's amazing. It's really really cool.
It's $139 per year if you pay it.
That's less.
So that's a big discount though, Sean. Yeah, it's a big discount though. Just pay the yearly fee.
I don't know, man. Cash flow and everything. I kind of like that. $16 doesn't even feel like anything. I'm like, that's like two drinks. $139. Oh my God, that's a whole dinner. Wow. As has been outlined, you are more fiscally responsible than I.
Oh God, no, I'm not. No,
least,
but yeah,
at least on subscriptions, you are.
All right,
subscriptions. Let's get into this game here: the Texans and the Jets. And let's get to the keys to the game, six pack style. We get things started. Jordan, can you? can me here, please. Yep. Thank you very much. Can number one. Pound Joe Mixon again. Pound him, and pound him some more. Joe Mixon won the Angry Scepter Award this week for his touchdown against the who'd they play? The Colts. The angry, what's so funny?
It's the angry, go ahead.
The angry run scepter. Yeah, the angry run scepter. Yeah, sorry. The angry run scepter award. Here was Kyle Brandt going insane about Joe Mixon's touchdown.
This is going to Houston, Texas. This is going to Joe Mixon, who did the full Texas tornado at the goal line. Woo! And his star wide receiver, used to play in Buffalo, celebrated it before it even happened. Guys, it's been a minute. The Houston Texans win the scepter. Western New York's going to be furious. You will have your day. Joe Mixon, Angry Runs winner. We will see you next week. Happy Halloween. Boom.
Yeah, we need a lot of that tonight, I think. No Stephon Diggs. That clip was sad because you could hear Kyle Brandt saying, look at number one, his teammate celebrating already before Mixon's even in the end zone. I'm like, oh, that's Stephon Diggs. That's so sad. But no Diggs, no Nico tonight. This will be on offense. This will be a Joe Mixon night, I think.
This will be all this, and really, I wouldn't expect a high scoring affair at all. Not just because it's Thursday night football or anything, but you've got two teams that have really good cornerbacks. So between the Jets and the Texans, there's four really quality starting cornerbacks. And, Sauce Gardner is not the same guy that he used to be, but hasn't been playing the same way as when he was really, really humming. But they're still good. Yeah. And you've got two passing attacks in the Jets and the Texans that have struggled. Now the Jets don't have Stephon Diggs, or at least they've struggled according to expectations. So I think a lot of this does come down to line play, the pass rush, and then especially the running backs themselves. And Joe Mixon's he's got that ability to break the game for you with some big plays, but also churn yardage. And Breece Hall hasn't been quite the same. He's not exactly what he needs to be for what the Jets are right now.
Dude, Mixon, even Mixon, like the little play, the little swing pass they threw to him early in the Colts game, where they put him out in space and he's one-on-one with, I don't know, he's one-on-one with a linebacker or a corner or whatever. I don't know if he's one-on-one with a linebacker who he's quicker than or a corner who's making business decisions. But just Joe Mixon's ability to make people miss in space for a guy that runs with that much power is, I mean, like that was a play, like, They throw it to most of the running backs the Texans have had catching passes the last few years. They throw it to him, and he runs right into contact, whoever it is, and gets tackled for a 3-yard gain. Mixon gets a 9-yard gain out of that because he's so quick.
And both CJ and Caserio had mentioned that as one of the keys to really getting a more efficient and better offense while teams are doing all these things to limit their passing attack is you gotta trust that Joe Mixon can make plays like that.
Yeah.
So, all right, all your the checking down to the running back is not the same as, oh, we're only going to get 2 or 3 yards. No, you've got a chance for potentially explosive plays by checking down to your running back.
Yeah.
You include Ogunbowale in that on third downs when he's in there.
Yep.
So I think CJ's been doing a better job of just kind of making that less of an ordeal where he's just automatically now checking down at times or hitting the hot. And that's just key in a game like this tonight.
All right, number two, you touched on it. I think this is defensively, this is a Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter game. Texans pass rush against a decrepit version of Aaron Rodgers that can't move nearly as well as the Green Bay version of Aaron Rodgers. And this is not a very good Jets offensive line. Tyron Smith, their left tackle, is not what he used to be. Here's Aaron Rodgers yesterday on that edge rushing duo of Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move around a little bit. Will and Danielle are great pass rushers. They're not the only ones. They get a good push in the middle. They can bring 5-man pressure, 6-man pressure, all-out pressure. So I got to be able to move a little bit. And, I'm not the runner I once was. I led our team in rushing a handful of games over the years. I don't want to do that. But I got to be able to move around. I mean, obviously, week three, I moved around pretty damn well. And we had some success, so I need to be able to get off the spot.
You can't do that anymore. I don't want to be the guy to lead our team in rushing. Well, that's good, because you won't be.
It's funny because he mentioned week three. That was a Patriots game. And the Patriots are really the only time the Texans have, or the Jets have looked like the offense that you want to look. When you remove them from the Patriots game, it's a whole different
deal. So that was the first time. They played them twice already. So that was the first time they played the Patriots?
Yeah, they've owned the Patriots. Yeah. They've owned the Patriots.
No, they haven't. They lost last week.
No, well, Aaron Rodgers has looked like semi-competent versus the Patriots.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Except for, well, you know, they didn't. They actually looked really incompetent in the second round versus the Patriots. But, yeah.
Yeah. So I think, Seth, overall, this is a game that the Texans are going to win on defense. And if they're going to win it on defense, they're going to win it up front. To your point, this is a game that will be won in the trenches. And I think it's a Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson game. Number three, kicking game. Texans have a big advantage in the kicking game here. Kyahmi Fairbairn's been the best kicker in football all season long. He's been reliable from 59 yards in big situations, clutch situations. The Jets just put Greg Zuerlein on IR, which is bad news for the Texans because he has stunk this year. He's been awful. And I don't know who their starting kicker is going to be. They tried out about six of them earlier this week. They signed two of them to the practice squad, including Spencer Schrader, who was the Notre Dame kicker last year, who was got a big leg but not a very accurate leg. So I know a little something about him. But the Texans, if this game comes down to kicking game, the Texans should have an advantage here.
Yeah, that's we talked about if you swap Kyahmi Fairbairn and Zuerlein, the kicker for the Jets, who knows? These two might both be 500 teams right now.
Agreed.
So that's they've been tight margins with the Texans, and the Jets have had some tight margin games too. I think the biggest thing is that you look at everything that's wrong with the Jets right now. It's not a lack of talent that's keeping them back. It's a lack of really clicking offensively. It's the Jets' defense, which had, I'd say in two of the last three games, just hasn't been playing as well as when Robert Saleh was the offensive coordinator. But they did look better last week. The Jets' defense looked better last week. I don't think it's going to be hard for the Texans to respect this opponent despite what they're despite what the record is, because you can point at all sorts of film of players who are playing well, guys who have played great in the past, and a lot of it boils down to Aaron Rodgers not being the same guy he used to be, but there's nothing to preclude it from all of a sudden clicking in the middle of the season.
You can show them film. You can show the Texans film of these guys, a lot of them, playing really well against you in week 14 last year. You know, like, it's been less than a year. So that's number three. Number four, the coaching, I'll put air quotes around chess match. I don't know what this Jets staff would look like if you stuck him in front of a chessboard. They'd be like, is this where you king me? Is this where you put two checker chips on top? The Texans have, I think, a big advantage in the coaching game here between these two teams. D'Amico Ryans, excellent head coach. Bobby Slowick, beleaguered offensive coordinator. I get it, but I still, like, my trust factor with Bobby Slowick is not negative. It's probably even right now. And as you pointed out, Seth, no Robert Saleh. So the defense, the Jets essentially, while firing their head coach, also threw the baby out with the bathwater. They fired their defensive coordinator as well because he's the same guy. Yeah. So this is not as good a defense. Ulbrich is still very much feeling his way as a head coach. And their offensive coordinator situation has been in flux as well. They fired Nathaniel Hackett a couple weeks ago. Todd Downing's their OC now. This should be a game where the Texans have an advantage with the coach-on-coach matchup here. And my big request to Bobby Slowick is, let's get a touchdown in the second half of a football game. Let's do that. Can we do that?
Yeah, can you? Well, and again, it's even against bad defenses, good defense, it doesn't matter. The Texans' offense has really struggled to move the ball and to score in the second half.
Yes.
And you look at this Jets defense. The Texans are number one in opponent completion percentage. They've held quarterbacks to like 56%.
Got
to
be by a mile, I would imagine.
Well, the Jets are number two with about 60% completion percentage. So the defensive backs, despite Sauce Gardner's missed tackles, everything else, they're 11th in total passer rating for the opponents. So, like, they've done some good things in the past defense. Yeah. And they can very much, just like other mid to lesser defenses have limited the passing defense in the second half. There's just absolutely nothing about this game where the Texans should take this lightly. Whether Saleh or Ulbrich is the defensive coordinator, it's they've got very real talent, including Quinnen Williams, obviously.
Yep. Number five. Speaking of Quinnen Williams, number five key, protect C.J. Stroud. That'll be a key until they prove they can actually do it capably, because they've done it at a completely poverty level the last two games. They, as bad as the Green Bay game felt and as bad as they were protecting, that one probably felt worse because they actually lost the football game. They were, by some outlets, they were significantly worse protecting C.J. Stroud from pressure in the Colts game than they were in that ratchet Packers game that they played 2 weeks ago. So they've got to figure this out. They're starting Kenyon Green. That's a concern. It's got to be a concern. There's nobody that can feel good about Kenyon Green right now starting for the Texans. I think what you hope for is one of two things. Kenyon Green, the light goes on, or that the Texans have literally like a one-series rope for Kenyon Green. Like, okay, this looks like the first half of the Colts game. We can't do – not on this turf. We can't do this, you know?
Right. Yeah, and I think if Patterson were not concussed, I think Patterson would 100% be starting.
I agree.
The hesitancy to put Kendrick Green back in last week was weird, but I think some of it is them stuck trying to figure out, like, okay, we like Kenyon Green's upside. We've got to give him some time to develop. So we'll give him one more go. And I would say – Kenyon Green was better after he was reinserted, but some of that was because of some of the play calling. And I don't feel like he was substantially better just because he didn't let up a sack afterwards or something. He still had some pretty rough snaps. And the other big thing to watch from the pass rush, aside from Quinnen Williams, is that right now, Sean, if you're worried about individual accolades, Will McDonald for the Jets is second in the league with sacks with 8. Yeah. Will Anderson's tied for third with 7.5 sacks.
Yeah, McDonald's having a good year, man. Yeah. He's having a good year.
Will Anderson's tied with Aiden Hutchinson, so he can do no better than remain tied with Aiden Hutchinson or surpass him this evening.
Yeah, if we're still saying Will Anderson is tied with Aiden Hutchinson in a few weeks, because Hutchinson's number ain't moving. Will's having a good year. Yeah, McDonald is he's a good young player, man. No doubt. All right, last prediction, and you'll give your prediction later in the show, Seth, as always. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a field goal game. I think Texans 19, Jets 17. I think the Texans are going to have trouble getting into the end zone. I think Kymie Fairbairn's going to kick a bunch of field goals in this game, and I think they win 19-17 over the Jets tonight.
I'm definitely taking the under. Yeah. And part of it too is Garrett Wilson's had 100 yards receiving in 3 of the last 4 games. It's been kind of under the radar, but at least part of it is that Davante Adams is not producing, but he is getting a lot of attention. Yeah. And they're playing cloud coverage and keeping him from being able to do too much. So Aaron Rodgers has been able to find Garrett Wilson.
Yep.
And just don't be that version of the Texans that all of a sudden loses guys in coverage and gives an opportunity for Davante Adams to break loose or free or Garrett Wilson. So the Jets certainly have that potential. They just haven't been able to figure it out yet.
That'll be a fun matchup. The Texans corners against this Jets receiving core, for sure. For sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to headlines. People asking about the injury report. We'll get to that in headlines. We'll get you up to speed on who's going to be playing tonight, who's not going to be playing tonight, some news around the NFL yesterday, and we do have a world champion in the world of baseball. The one thing we knew, we would hate whoever won this World Series. The good news is we hate who lost it, too, and how they lost it is pretty fun as well. So we'll get to all that in headlines coming up next. But first, I want to talk about Flight by Yuengling. Had a couple yesterday, just kind of enjoying the rain yesterday, man, just sitting out on a deck at my local watering hole, having a Flight by Yuengling and a little cigar. It was nice. And that can be you, man. Just go get yourself some Flight by Yuengling. Man or woman. I don't want to be misogynistic here. You ladies out there are going to love Yuengling Flight as well. Flight by Yuengling is awesome. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. Our college football watch parties that have been sponsored by Flight by Yuengling have been incredible. Our next one's not for a few weeks. November 23rd out in Cypress at Cypress Trail Hideout. But we want to thank always Living Designs Furniture for the $5,000 sectional sofa that they're giving us to give away at the end of the season. You got to come out to our college football watch parties to hit that QR code to enter the contest to win. So Flight by Yuengling, party in a few weeks, but in the meantime, go get yourself some. It's Flight by Yuengling and drink responsibly.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, let's get to headlines. The Texans injury report for tonight. We've had a few of you asking who's playing, who's in, who's out tonight. The out for tonight, there's four guys out tonight. Azeez Al-Shaair, Jimmy Ward. Even though it seems like they're making progress with their issues health-wise because they were listed as limited yesterday or would have been limited had they practiced, they will not play in this game. Damian Pierce, who, you know, this is his second soft tissue injury of the year. Earlier was a hamstring, comes back. Now it's a groin injury. He will not play. I'm guessing that means Steven Sims will be returning kicks or Robert Woods. And then Jarrett Patterson, who unfortunately came in for Kenyon Green and did, a nice job for the handful of plays he was in for, but got concussed on the Joe Mixon touchdown run. He will be out for this game as well. Kenyon Green will start at left guard for the Texans. In for the Texans tonight, as far as guys who have been on the injury report this week, Henry Toa is back from concussion protocol. He will play. Kalen Bullock's shoulder injury that knocked him out briefly on Sunday, not enough to keep him out tonight. He will play. And Kamari Lassiter, who is continuing to nurse a shoulder injury. He played through it last week, but he had a broken scapula. It's still enough to get him on the injury report, but he will play again this week. No big surprise there. So that's the medical report, Seth, tonight for the Texans. The big one is one that's not on here, or two, I should say. No Stephon Diggs out for the season. No Nico Collins on IR. Those are the injuries that really matter for this team tonight, I think. Can you...
turn of circumstances for what it was like at the beginning of the season, Sean. The wide receiving group that looked like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. You've got this embarrassment of riches at wide receiver. Now you're going with Tank Dell, who hasn't yet really popped or just really shown up in classic Tank Dell moves or fashion, and you don't have your top two guys. This is the one game, assuming Nico Collins comes back next week, and none too soon against the Lions, but this is the game where it feels like, oh yeah, okay, you're banged up and you're injured. The one area of the team that you thought was going to be an extreme strength is really banged up right now, and you're going against a good couple cornerbacks.
Yeah.
You have to be a better and more efficient and more physical offense than you've really shown so far this season. I don't care what the Jets' record is. You've got to prove that, hey, if you're a Super Bowl offense, then it means you can withstand one of your star players being out. And I'll just say, I'm not even going to include Stephon Diggs in the equation.
Yeah.
Because Nico Collins comes back, and you still got two good starting receivers there. So, yeah, win this game versus a two-win football team, even though you're down Nico Collins, then it feels like, even without a huge scoring output, it feels like, all right, this is a team that's built for adversity.
Yeah.
This team's got a shot at it in the second half of the season.
You know where it felt like this for the Texans last year, ironically, was the game right after the Jets game, the Tennessee game, where we thought Davis Mills was going to start all week, and then Case Keenum winds up starting that game. It feels weird to say that because C.J. Stroud is healthy and he's your quarterback, but they've had such a tough time protecting him over these last few weeks, and you are down big time at wide receiver right now. Your number one wide receiver is Tank Dell, who really hasn't gotten out of second gear all season long, at least in terms of his usage. I haven't watched the All-22 to see, well, Tank's open on every play. They're just not throwing to him, or CJ's getting buried by the pass rush. If he had just had time to throw, he would have hit Tank for 30 yards. I haven't had a chance to dig that deep into it. I'm just talking about how it feels as a fan. Is that this does feel like a game where it's like, okay, there's some players on this Jets defense, and you're on the road at night in a place you lost last year. You're going to have to muck your way through this thing a little bit and kind of find a way offensively.
Look, you got Will McDonald, who's second in the league in sacks right now. You've got Quinnen Williams, who has really started pouring it on in terms of quarterback pressures, and we know the troubles that the Texans have had against that defensive tackle before. But you're looking at the end of the day, Stroud's being pressured on 71% of his drop, early in last week's game, he was being pressured on 71% of his dropbacks.
Jeez.
By the end of the game, it dropped to 57.5%. But so he was pressured on the majority of his dropbacks last week. When you talk about, okay, is he missing opportunities downfield, this or that, that's where it gets a little dicier and more uncomfortable, because you can't quite pin it down. A lot of it boils down to, CJ's judgment as to when he should hold on to the ball and extend a play versus when should he get rid of it quickly. He's making progress in figuring that out, but it's a hard puzzle to fix because it's just, okay, how do you deal with inadequate circumstances? A lot of times there's no right decision. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, wow. If he had held onto the ball a little bit longer, Stephon Diggs was going to be wide open. Right, but he can't trust that he can hold onto the ball a little bit longer. So there's a lot of times where it's a roll of the dice, to use CJ's words. And I think he's gotten better at checking down at times. But, in a perfect world, you don't check down when with an extra eighth of a second you could hit somebody deep. It's just it's really hard with this pass protection for him to figure it out.
Yeah, they're going to have to lean on the defense again. They've been leaning on the defense all year long. I think the Texans are comfortable doing that. I think D'Amico Ryans is comfortable doing that. But I think it is tailor-made for another nail-biter tonight. And I know they're 2-6, the Jets, and the Texans are 6-2. These two teams are way more even than their records would indicate. And you know who knows that? Vegas, who has installed the Jets as a favorite in this game. So
yeah, and I know that Casario has said that it's a lazy narrative that the offensive line has struggled.
Yeah.
For whatever it's worth, maybe it's complete garbage, but the ESPN win rate stats, they have the offensive line 25th in pass block win rate and 30th in run block win rate. So it has not been a magnificent. I'm sorry for the lazy narrative, but the offensive line has underperformed.
Yeah.
It's okay, great. Titus and Laremy have been great in pass protection. We can't ignore run blocking or the offensive line in its entirety.
Agreed. Anthony Richardson officially benched in Indianapolis. Joe Flacco will be the quarterback. Everybody met with the media yesterday up there to talk about it. This was the clip I liked the best. This is Anthony Richardson on finding out, what was it? Describe it to us, Anthony. You finding out from the coaches, from Shane Steichen, that you were being benched.
Shane made the decision to switch quarterbacks. How did he explain it to you? Like, why was the decision made? How did he explain that to you?
He just told me that they were going to go with Joe, you know, and that was that. And, you know, I just had to, you know, just take the information and just, you know, just grow.
Did he explain why?
No, not necessarily.
Maybe because he can't stand his face right now.
Not necessarily.
Shane Steichen was like, I don't know how to deal with this kid. This kid's so clueless, oh, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
I think that it's funny that, I don't know, man. People are so dramatic about this, and they act like, I can't believe you would draft a guy in the top 10 and then bench him before he has that much experience because, oh, what are you doing to this poor child? I don't think people are really understanding how far behind Anthony Richardson is in his development as a quarterback. There's so many things that he did poorly in that game, above and beyond tapping himself out. But that does seem to be the kicker. When you look at anonymous GMs and scouts and coaches talking about it, the biggest thing is that, all right, the guy had errors before and made mistakes before, not just errant throws, but It's like, if you cover for this kid after he taps out of a game as a quarterback, which just isn't done. Like, in 100 years of football, we can't find an example of a starting quarterback willingly taking himself out of a game because he's just tired. That it could almost be detrimental to the quarterback himself, because it's really easier for players to start hating that guy.
Yeah.
To be like, what are we doing here? We're just giving the kid all these, we're just letting him screw us over and over. Not because he's not accurate as a thrower yet or anything, but just because he's willingly tapping out of games. I cannot criticize Shane Steichen for anything he would do to respond to that, because nobody knows how to deal with it because nobody's ever seen it before.
No.
I keep seeing people try to make counter arguments. Well, hey, other teams, other positions swap out and rotate. Right. But there are reasons that those players do. And it has a lot to do with the tax load physiologically. I don't care who you are as a quarterback. It's not the same.
No.
The level, shaking off Foley Fatakasi and then running a few yards and taking a sack is not the same as rushing the passer 7 times in a row.
No.
It's just not.
No.
It's a soft, soft, weak move by Anthony. He's soft and weak. All right, Anthony? Like, that's the problem that apparently nobody wants to say. I don't care what he looks like physiologically. He's soft, he's weak, and he's clueless, and you can't leave him out there.
Payne and Pendergast with you. There's nothing I can say to top that.
It is. It's just the softest thing. Even bad quarterbacks do this. It's not good quarterbacks. It's not bad quarterbacks. They just don't take themselves out of the game.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Those are your headlines. Oh, by the way, the Yankees lose the World Series to the Dodgers. So the World Series, thankfully, it's just over. But the Yankees, if you missed it, lost in cataclysmic fashion. They had a 5-0 lead. Multiple errors in the fifth inning opened the door to a Dodgers comeback, including Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball that your 3-year-old daughter would be able to catch. It was really, really funny.
It's a real shame.
Yeah.
It's awesome that he can reinvent. It's nice to see a guy he's gotten paid like he did, but now he's finding ways to reinvent collapsing in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's good.
He's creativity. Already done it at the plate over and over again, but now he's collapsing.
You know what I haven't done yet? I haven't screwed us over defensively yet. I need to do that right now. I need to check that box. And he did. Did he ever? The Yankees lose the World Series of the Dodgers 4-1. Baseball season is over. Now the Astros have 5 days to figure out if they're going to give Alex Bregman a qualifying offer or not. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. J.J. Watt was on the Pat McAfee show for his weekly visit yesterday. He was salty yesterday. The J.J. Watt's reaction when he found out the Texans were underdogs to the Jets is gold. You will want to hear it. It is coming up next. You know what else is gold? Happy hour at Arandas Sports Bar, inside 12 of the Taquerias Arandas locations throughout the city. It's the perfect spot to catch a game. Perfect to catch a game there tonight. Find a Taquerias Arandas, little dinner, hang out at their sports bar, Arandas Sports Bar, and watch the game. They've got awesome big screens there. They've got cold beers. They've got signature cocktails. They've got frozen margaritas that are amazing. Their happy hour specials are second to none. And they've got all that you need to elevate your game day at Arandas Sports Bar. All your favorite Taquerias Arandas classic dishes just a bite away. So find out where the Arandas Sports Bar location is nearest you. You can go to TaqueriasArandas.com for more information. It is Arandas Sports Bar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.